From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. North Korea indicated it may soon test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. This comes after the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, warned that he would match U.S. President Donald Trump's threatening words and new sanctions with equally provocative action. The North Korean leader responded Friday to Mr. Trump's U.N. General Assembly address this week when he referred to Kim as, quote, rocket man on a suicide mission. He also said that if forced to defend itself or its allies, the United States will, quote, totally destroy North Korea. Kim said on Friday that Trump displayed, quote, mentally deranged behavior with his threat to destroy a sovereign nation. He called the U.S. president a rogue and a gangster and promised to answer Mr. Trump's insults with the highest level of hardline countermeasures in history. However, both Mr. Trump's harsh rhetoric and Kim Jong-un's provocative responses may be diplomatic ploys to gain a future negotiating advantage. The Trump administration on Thursday also announced new unilateral sanctions against North Korea. Transport officials in London say they will not renew Uber's license to operate in the city due to a lack of corporate responsibility in dealing with the ride-hailing app's safety issues. The regulatory body Transport for London said in a statement Friday that Uber London is not fit and proper to operate in the city. Among the issues cited by TfL are Uber's approach to reporting serious criminal offenses and its use of what's called grayball technologies, which can be used to block regulators from fully accessing the app. Uber says it will appeal the decision. This is VOA.